This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to a special session of podcast on Money Control. I'm Santosh Nair, and with me in the studio today is my colleague and deputy executive editor, Ravi Krishnan, who will be telling us more about the RBI credit policy review. The Reserve Bank of India today came out with its credit policy review. It kept benchmark rates unchanged. And now to discuss more about it, I have with me Ravi. So Ravi, welcome to the show.
Hi, Santosh.
So no rate action by the RBI this time. However, the commentary does sound a bit worrying. Tell us more about it.
Yes, I mean, see, it seems that the MPC was stung by rising onion prices. It came as quite a shock to the market because the expectation was that it would cut rates. By 90% of people polled, they said that around 25 bips, and some others said even 50 bips. But that has clearly not happened. I think the rate decision is a little bit puzzling. And let me tell you why. You know that September quarter GDP growth had come down to 4.5%, which is a 6-year low. Now, the RBI itself has cut its GDP estimates by around 1.1 percentage points. It is projecting that GDP growth will only be 5% for the current fiscal year. So all this time, the MPC has been talking about, you know, how it needs to sort of focus on growth also within the flexible inflation targeting mandate. See, even the last time, in the October policy, it had cut GDP estimates by 80 basis points, but then it cut rates only by 25 basis points. So currently, the MPC seems to be worried about inflation. There are expectations that inflation is going to rise. October inflation was, 4.6%, which was a 16-month high. Now, people are saying November and December, it will top 5% also. So the RBI has increased its inflation projections to in the range of 4.7 to 5.1% for the second half of this year. But I think we need to remember also that after this increase in inflation, it is again projected to go down to 3.8 to 4% in the first half of the next fiscal year. Now, that's clearly within the mandated range of 2 to 6%. It is also within the RBI's comfort zone of 4%, which is the midpoint of this 2 to 6% range. So when you have been talking growth for quite some months now, and suddenly, you know, the governor says inflation targeting is a primary mandate, so there seems to be a little bit inconsistency in the messaging.
So Ravi, what is the possibility that if inflation continues to rise at this pace, probably the RBI, for now it's been saying that it will maintain an accommodative stance, but let's say where inflation to rise, is it possible that the RBI might even hike rates in the next couple of months or so?
I think not in the next couple of months. See, yes, it has raised its inflation projection for the second half of this fiscal year because it expects vegetable prices to rise for some more time. It has also said that there is pressure in the prices of milk, pulses, etc. But then you have to remember it has also forecast inflation level to reduce in the first half of the next fiscal year. So when we talk of hiking, I mean, a lot will depend on how inflation will evolve. Will it be sticky at these levels, or any rise, will it be temporary? So the MPC, for example, has said that it wants to study telecom tariffs, for example, because telecom players have raised it by up to 40-50% recently. Then there was also an oblique reference to the fiscal deficit in the statement. If you remember, you know, there was something about wanting to gain insights from the union budget on government action. So they are a little bit worried about that. Yes, if CPI rises like this while growth continues to be slow, then we will get into well and truly a stagflation scenario when it will get really difficult for RBI. But I would still think that is quite a bit away if at all it happens.
Now, Ravi, would you compare this situation to what we had been seeing in 2011-12, you know, when you were seeing a month-on-month rise in inflation? Would you say the situation is as dire at this point?
No. I mean, come on, what are we talking about? 5%. It is still within the 2 to 6% range, which the RBI has to keep it under. And see, this is only food prices which are driving up inflation. If you look at core inflation, for example, that has been trending down. It has remained more or less stable. It is not very high. I mean, we are talking about, manufacturing contracting. So I don't think it would be right to compare it with, you know, 2011, when there was a massive fiscal stimulus also. So, and inflation kept on rising pretty highly. No. That would not be correct.
So how effective can monetary stimulus be in addressing the current slowdown? Already, as you have seen, for whatever reason, banks are not passing on the rate cuts to borrowers, or even if they are passing on, it's happening at a fairly slow rate. Inflation is steadily ticking higher. You have weak consumer demand, and companies are not willing to invest more in fresh capacity at this point. So, you know, is cutting rates in any way going to help matters?
Well, I would think not so much. See, I think the pause today is also an implicit acknowledgement that monetary policy has run out of steam. At the current juncture, things might change, you know, in the next couple of months. Transmission has picked up a bit. If you look at the weighted average lending rate, in the last 2 months, it has climbed up by 15 basis points compared to around 29 basis points for the previous 6 months. So it has picked up a bit. Now that RBI has mandated, has told banks that they should link their retail loans to an external benchmark, transmission should accelerate, at least in theory. But then we'll have to ask this question, even if transmission does pick up and loans become really cheap, will banks lend? See, there is a trust deficit between banks and shadow banks, non-bank financial companies right now. A 2 lakh crore of rupees is floating around in the system. This is the money which banks are keeping with RBI because they are not willing to lend it to anyone else. So that's quite a lot of money. And why are they not lending it? Because they really don't trust the balance sheets of non-banking financial companies. They don't trust the balance sheets of real estate companies, for example. We've been saying that, you know, this is a time when RBI should do a formal asset quality review of non-bank financial companies. And, you know, yes, it'll be a kind of a guarantee, but then that could sort of declog the whole financial system. So far, it has not done. Today also, Governor Das said they are monitoring, they are in touch with promoters and management. They know where the vulnerabilities are. That's good, but they should go a little bit further. The second issue, as you correctly pointed out, is demand. Even if rates come down and the financial system is unclogged, ultimately it's going to be a matter of demand. Consumer confidence is very weak, as RBI's own survey showed in the last survey. But that is, there is a spillover into business confidence also. Which businessman will set up factories, when consumption is not happening? Consumers are not sure about their jobs, they are not sure about their future. Also, we need to remember one important point here. In the last 5 years, households have run down their savings. That was what supported consumption in the last 5 years. Now, savings are down. They are also racked up increasing debt. At this point in time, when they are highly leveraged, why would they borrow more? So, you know, rate cuts would help only to a certain extent. I would think now that since monetary policy has run out of steam, it is time for fiscal policy to pick up the weight of sort of pushing the economy forward.
Also, some people feel, Ravi, that, you know, the problem is more at the NBFC end. So if by some way, you know, their liquidity position could be improved, whether with some help from the RBI or in some other way, maybe to some extent it would help address the demand situation in the country. Would you agree to that?
No, as I said, you can declog the financial system by sort of ensuring that credit is flowing from banks to NBFCs. But ultimately, I don't know how that could sort of boost demand, because for that, you will need to put more money into the hands of the consumer. Right. Only then, you know, will confidence pick up, will animal spirits come back.
So in other words, unless, you know, companies don't invest in capacity more, you don't see more jobs being added, the situation is unlikely to reverse in a hurry.
It has to be, you know, an overall concerted effort. See, monetary policy has done most of the heavy lifting so far. I mean, we have seen, 135 basis point cuts since February, right? Now, you know, that's what I think the government should do something to put more money into the hands of the people. Yes, there are concerns about the fiscal deficit increasing, but there are ways of rebalancing the government spending, you know, by cutting demerit subsidies, fixing the GST system, etc.
So in a nutshell, Ravi, you're saying that the central bank has done possibly all that it could do from its end, and now the ball is in the government's court.
At this point in time, yes.
A word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The offer is available on Android and the web.
Well, thank you so much for joining us and sharing those insights with our listeners, Ravi. And that's all that we have in this special session of Money Control Podcast. For any suggestions, feedback, please do write into mcpodcast@nw18.com. I repeat, mcpodcast@nw18.com. Thank you for listening.